Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Welcome, 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 everybody, to the Psychic Funhouse. This is one of your co-hosts, Michael Espinoza, Michael J. Espinoza. And I am here with my two lovely co-hosts, Mr. Laurence Birch. Hello, Laurence.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Hello.
Is Laurence here today?
Yeah.
Good.
How is everybody?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty well, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good. And we are here with our other lovely co-host, Adrian Stratton. Hello, Adrian.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Laurence. How are you? Good to be on the show with you both.
Yeah. Bonsoir, bonsoir, bonsoir. Mm-hmm.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Last Friday
night. Talk about Friday night.
Which one?
Wasn't there, I don't know, like during the 70s, wasn't there a song about Friday night? We're getting ready to go party, something like that.
Probably.
I don't remember.
Probably.
And here I am at home after I go to bed. Wah, wah.
That's why your name on the street is Mr. Excitement.
Grandpa's ready for bed after my radio show.
9 o'clock is midnight.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Well, not me. I'm going out partying after the show.
Good for
you.
Get me a keg and do the town right. You know,
all right.
You know, I did. I will say, you know, as far as parties go, somebody I knew from my ceramic class invited me to a party. It was about a month ago. And they're considerably younger than I am, and I thought, you know, this is going to be an interesting experience. And sure enough, I was the oldest old part there, and everybody was at least 10, 20 years younger than I was. And, it was good to go, but it's not something I would make a habit of. Just not,
yeah,
you know, it's not my general. So,
yeah,
it was interesting. Everybody was really nice. They're all nice, but.
Did everybody like Grandpa?
Yeah, pretty
Grandpa
much. They were offering me arthritis medication and Metamucil. So.
Oh.
Grandpa, a little stove up.
Oh, my.
Too funny.
Yeah.
Anybody have anything to share? Happened during the week?
Well, let's see.
Any anecdotal stories?
No stories.
Mm-hmm.
No stories. So, you know, a lot of work and a couple of, you know, good readings. I'm always feel just so fortunate and so blessed, you know, to sit with people. And then preparation really for this weekend, you know, the Holistic Fair on Saturday, that's tomorrow, of course.
Yeah,
and then,
tell people about that.
Yeah, so the Orange County Heart Space partners with the Laguna Woods Wellness, I think that's the name of it. And once a month, the last Saturday of every month from 11 until 5 p.m., there's a variety of different healers and readers and practitioners that are there at significantly discounted fees and open to the public and by appointment. And then there's some free stuff that happens as well. There's lectures that go on every half an hour on a variety of different topics. And it's, you know, generally a very good time to be had. It's in Laguna Woods, and Michael is there, and I'll be there. And Amy Clugson, who was with us last week, will be there as well. So it's a nice community that's been established.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. And the space that it's hosted in, the Laguna Health and Wellness, is a really wonderful space as well. The owner of that space, she has a lot of also energy workers there. She has massage therapists there. And she has a chiropractor there. I don't know if they do acupuncture there anymore. I think there was somebody that did acupuncture. But anyway, she has a nice stable of practitioners on hand at all times. And I think they do yoga there now, too. And some drumming circles or meditation groups as well. So, yeah, it's a great place to be connected to, and I feel very blessed to have been brought into that group.
Yeah. Now. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, the owner of HeartSpace OC used to be the owner of, it just flew out of my head. Did you see it go by any chance?
Yeah.
Awakening.
I think I
caught
it.
Not Awakening.
Was it the multi-dimensional?
There you go. The multi-dimensional, yikes.
School?
School of
multidimensionality.
There you go. And he's been in business for a long time, helping people. And he's had a lot of readers and healers in his stable as well. And so he's brought a lot of healing to this earth, which is nice. So his name is Jerry Woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adrian, I hear you're going to do a another free cooking demo of your famous Kahlua marinated pork sliders. Wish I could be there for that. Those are going to be pretty tasty.
I wish I could too.
Are you gonna wear your hula outfit? That's what I heard too. You're gonna go full traditional.
Ah, oh, it's hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. No. Thought never crossed my mind.
No?
No.
I got some bad information, I guess. That's too bad.
Bad intel, yeah.
That is funny.
That's part of the contract. It's mandatory. They have to work in some kind of cooking mention, you know, at least once during the
show.
I see.
Cuban sandwiches.
Should we share our contact information, speaking of which, and then do the lawyer thing? Before we get started with time. Okay.
Sure. So,
why don't you go first?
Why don't you start? No, you start. Adrian,
Adrian can start. Ladies first.
Okay. Yeah. So, hello, everyone. And if you are interested in contacting me directly for reading, one of the best ways to find out more about me and my services and my fees is to go directly to my website, which is ravenmessages.com. You can also call me or text me at area code 714-376-7289. There we go.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Mr. Laurence Birch, why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
How they can get a hold of me? Okay, I will do that. It's the same contact info that it's been, 541-344-7534, call or text. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page is Giving Tree Farm Herb Company, and my website is givingtreefarm.com, which I am in the process of finally updating. So I'll let you know when that comes to fruition, but expect big things.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, Michael, that leaves you, my friend.
You can get a hold of me through my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can also call or send me a text at 562-457-0457. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Sweet.
Yes. Yeah. And our lawyers always like to have us announce that although we are professionals in the work that we do, giving psychic and mediumship readings, if you need information about some legal work, some medical information, or anything else, you should always contact a professional in that area. We are not professionals in those areas, just the psychic work and mediumship. And so, as always, this is for entertainment purposes only. And educational.
Mm-hmm.
So, that being said, all right, you ready to jump in, everybody?
Yeah.
So,
do it.
So,
oh, goodness.
It's so nice to finally be in springtime, having crossed over into the spring equinox. It is, it's lovely, and you can kind of feel that in the air when I take my dog for a walk in the morning. It's changing, yeah. And I just love it. It's a little warmer now, and the sun feels a little brighter, and it's just, it's wonderful. And, you know, this is the time where things begin to awaken on the earth. All the plants, the trees begin to awaken again. It's warming up, and it seems like even the birds are a little louder than usual. They're up a little earlier. And it's just wonderful, this awakening. And I always feel it when it comes around and I'm excited for it. I used to feel it more back east, coming into the springtime and the cold air, the cold season finally loosening its grip. I was always excited for the spring season to come. And over there, it's just incredible. You know, it's 60 degrees, people getting rid of pants and start wearing shorts and flip-flops. Everybody's so excited for it, but not so much here in LA. But this is a great time for us to cleanse our homes, clean our homes out. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not as cold. We can open up the windows and the doors and let that fresh air in and get rid of all that stale air, and really cleanse our spaces. And this is also a good time not only just physically cleanse our spaces, but to also cleanse our energy as well and make room for new things to come in the year. And then we make some, do you guys make some, I just lost the word. Boop, it went out of my brain. at the beginning of the new year, what is it called when you make new?
How about resolution? Is that what you're trying to come up with?
There you go. Resolution. You win the prize.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
So, you know, I also feel like, to me, this is much more important than the resolutions at the beginning of the year. It seems to me like they stick a little bit more. I don't take them quite. I take them a little more seriously than I do the New Year's resolutions. And
why is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it probably be just the time, the season. I love that this awakening that's occurring, and it just feels like, you know, everything is shifting. And I guess the way I see the resolutions, it's tied more towards, you know, New Year's and parties, and it's just like, okay, let's make some new guidelines for the year. But I take them seriously for about a week or two, and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But something about the season changing and this new season coming in, I feel also it's a really nice time to make changes and not just a resolution. And one of the ways I do that is I go to a retreat. And it's at the ending of February, the beginning of March, and it's called the Arhatic Yoga Retreat. And we go up to Oxnard on the beach for about, I think it's 4 days or 4.5 days. And a lot of meditation, and we're just cleansing out all that old energy and restoring ourselves, reviving, rejuvenating, and coming away just really feeling really cleansed and rejuvenated. And it gives me kind of that push to get things done and push through things and move through things and accomplish projects, new projects, start working on those. And so right after that comes the spring equinox, and I'm always thinking about ways to, you know, continue that and move that forward. And so part of that is, you know, one of the ways we can do it, and I do it, is, you know, like I said, opening up the house more and letting fresh air in, getting rid of that old stale air, and also to physically clean the space as well. That's always nice to kind of sweep behind furniture, underneath the bed, clean the altar, the area around the altar. And also another one that I do that's, I think, just as important is getting rid of stuff I don't use anymore, clothing, mm-hmm. products that just kind of duck in drawers. And with taxes coming, purging all those files, getting rid of all that. Yay! That's always fun. And you know, that's also a way to cleanse the energy. I mean, everything has energy, right? And so the more we hold on to the stuff we're not using, it's just all that energy is taking up our capacity, energy capacity, and consuming that space, taking it up. And one of my big projects that I'm going to start working on after I finish my taxes, which should be done by next week, is getting rid of all my stuff from back east. I have a large storage container, and it's by 10 by 20, and it was stuff that was in a three-bedroom house, and it's time for me to get rid of it.
Wow, that's a big deal.
It is. It's huge. It's huge. So I'm not looking forward to doing that. It's going to be a big project, but it needs to be done. I've been feeling that for a while. And then
It'll be nice when it's over.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of everything, so at least get rid of that large space and downsize into much smaller space will be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also after we clean the space, we have to clean it energetically as well. That's really important too. So to smudge our spaces with sage, Palo Santo, incense, anything that smokes up the house, exactly. It creates that magic effect, and it cleans the space energetically, gets rid of all that old stuff. And I love doing that as well. And you can also make some sprays, and you can spray your homes as well to cleanse them using essential oils in them. And there you go. Those are important. Mr. Birch showing us one there. And there you go. Yes, you can spray it on your body and cleanse your body too. Yeah. It's not meant to replace a shower, but in a pinch. Yeah. Also, another really big way of getting rid of things and cleansing is also letting go of relationships that don't serve you anymore. You know, it's important to release those, especially if you're the one that's always, doing everything in the relationship. It's important to release them. So it's a good time to really take inventory to see what relationships, if there are any, that you should maybe let go of. And I think when we're in that space, we already have a knowing that we should let them go, release them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a former friend contact me maybe a month or so ago. I say former because we were pretty good friends for a while, and then he got a bug up his butt and decided that he didn't want to be friends with me anymore. And I really never got a good explanation why. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I was like, okay, whatever. And then I ran into him again, and he wanted to be friends again. I was like, okay, I'll give him one more try. And then the same thing happened like a year or two later. He was like, and he's a good person, but, I know enough about him to know that he's got some pretty intense psychological and emotional issues from his childhood. And I'm not the only person that he's unfriended, basically. You know, he would talk about other people that he'd go in and out of being friends with. So I didn't take it too personally. And then out of the blue, earlier this year, I got a text from him and was like, hey, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, don't take the bait, don't. Yeah. Don't even. And it's like, wow. No, I'm not on you. So it's cleaning out relationships is important, and also maintaining your distance is a way of staying clear too, you know, with people that try to, you know, come back into your life and like, oh no, I've changed. It's like, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Thanks. You know, that kind of thing. So
yeah,
it can be hard, but, because nobody's like 100%, you know, bad or 100% good. But, you know, if you, like you said, you know when it's right, and it's like, I just checked in with myself and I'm like, this is going to be so much work, and then I'm always going to be waiting for the other shoe to drop. So I don't need that.
Yeah.
And they've got other people in their lives, so they're taken care of. You know, put up
with
me. Not me. Bye.
I had a friendship for a long time, and it was going bad, and I knew I had to release this person, and it was very difficult to do because we had known each other for a long time, but she was very negative, and it was just really hard all the time, and I don't think friendships should be so hard. And so I finally walked away from it. And I missed her in the beginning. It was really hard. We spoke a lot and often. And it was really difficult. But it was time to let it go. And I have to say, I felt so much better, too. And it feels good to let go of that negativity and allow that space for somebody else to come in. Have a new friend come in. That's of quality.
Yeah, right, because you only have so much time. I think the other thing is it sends a message to that person. You know, and they get to interpret it however they want. But where it's like, there's some reasons why I'm not engaging with you, and maybe I've even talked about them, and maybe they're being addressed, maybe they're not, but it's not going to be my responsibility to be the one to, you know, try to work with you about this. It's not, not happy, it's not effective, or I'm not the right person, or whatever.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people stay in relationships out of obligation. You know, especially like partnership relationships or business relationships or whatever, you know, because it can be so hard to disentangle yourself from that. And then one of the other parties can make it really difficult too. Like, but you know, it can be a real challenge, but it can be a real gift in the end for both people. You know, so just separate, create some space, and see what happens.
I think so often it's necessary for growth. You know, I don't always know that. People get caught up. It's easy to get caught up in the emotion, or the confusion, or the depression, or the anxiety of. You know, being kind of like torn, you know, in between, do I let go, don't I let go, back and forth. But you're going to grow. You're going to grow no matter what you do. You know, hang on to it longer or let it go. You're going to grow. That is for sure.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. And I think part of that, too, is you let the universe know, I'm no longer going to tolerate this behavior, or I'm not going to tolerate this type of interaction with this person. So it's time for me to move on. And once you do that, the universe hears that and sees that and then they bring you a higher quality or a higher caliber of friendship.
Like how Adrian and I came into your life, Michael. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
You were ready.
Yeah.
When the student is ready, the master is here.
Exactly.
Well, it's true. You know, if you that old cliche, that old saying that if you want new in your life, you know, you have to make room for it. You have to be willing to let go of, you know, the old. And I believe that. And I was, as I was listening to you, Michael, you know, talking about like the spring cleaning, I mean, I do that same sort of thing. I go through a wardrobe, shoes. I discard, you know, things that I either don't like or don't wear anymore. God knows, you know, junk drawers. And I chuckled when you were talking about like products, you know. I just did this, you know, and I went through a drawer and it was like, well, here's a brand new bottle of Advil, you know, expiration date was 2022, and it's like, oh my God, you know, like, you know, just
so
crazy
good.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
No, you don't take that. So good. You just have to take extra.
Double everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
But it's so true, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, and a junk drawer, you know, all kinds of papers and receipts, some that I needed, some that I didn't. Ballpoint pens that, you know, have no more ink in them, you know. Just a variety of different stuff, but it's necessary. It's necessary. You have to make room for it, you know, for new things and new opportunities, you know, as well, whether it's letting go of a job, you know, as well, you know, that doesn't serve you anymore.
Right. Yeah. But I think it's interesting because prior to me getting into pranic healing, I never really saw and recognized the importance of clearing stuff out and being deliberate in that and for transition to occur. And so now it's amazing. You can see the difference. You know, and seeing how, if we're brave enough to make some of these changes, because some of them are hard, you know. It's hard for people to let go of stuff. You know, I remember when I moved from the East Coast to here, to L.A., working in the fashion industry, I had a lot of clothing, and a lot of it was very expensive, and I didn't want to get rid of it because, well, the monetary value, but also it just, to me, was a signifier of, you know, working at these big fashion houses. But as I was going through my stuff, you know, there were stuff, clothing with tags on it still. And I was just like, wow, holy, I drunk buying stuff. And I just lost my mind. And, you know, it was hard in the beginning. But then, you know, as the move started to come, you know, that where it was just like, get rid of it. I don't care. It's either going to go in a dumpster or I'm going to give it to the Goodwill. Like, I have to get rid of all this stuff. And it lost its value towards the end of, you know, cleaning everything mm-hmm. out, but it was a very difficult process for me to get rid of all that stuff. But now, you know, I have a storage unit filled with clothes.
Yeah.
I gave away like those lawn and leaf garbage bags, you know, the big black ones. When I moved here, I gave away 15 bags of those.
Oh, my God.
Full of clothes. Yeah. And recently I cleaned out my storage a little bit, and I gave away about another 10 bags of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. I like I said, I lost my mind. So, but it was very difficult for me to do that. You know, part of me still wanted to hold on to all that. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I just have to get rid of it. You're not wearing it. It's been in this storage unit for 10 years now. You're not going to wear it anymore. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But you might
yep.
you might wear
yeah.
it. You might.
You might.
Exactly. That's what the brain was telling me in the back. No, that
oh,
was really expensive.
God.
Don't get rid of it. You might wear it again.
Yeah. This all green suit with shamrocks, I'm going to wear it for St. Patrick's Day. Just know it.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
So, you know, all of this is really important. And, you know, I think a really big one here is omitting activities that waste time. Time wasters, you know, and then don't get that confused with activities that we find rest, but, you know, that darn phone sitting on it on Instagram for a half hour that can go by that seems like 5 minutes only. Holy crap. What? I just wasted a half hour sending, forwarding stuff to friends. Right, Adrian?
Yeah, but it makes me, but I like it.
Exactly.
I laugh.
Okay.
All the dog stuff.
One can only have so many cat and dog pictures, Adrian. We need to win.
Never. There's never enough. So too, right? Realizing that our time is precious and to clean out wasteful activities that use up our time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. You know, another thing I thought about as you were beginning to talk, when you were talking about resolutions, the thought that I was having was about setting intentions, and for me, how it's similar but different, you know, and it's that same thing. It's like, you know, making a conscious decision, you know, to really take action and to move forward, you know, with whatever it is. And, you know, which I like to think that I do throughout the year, but certainly springtime is perfect opportunity to move forward with that. And then one last thing I wanted to say that came to mind as you were talking about cleansing and clearing our home or office. I like and opening the windows and the doors, and yes, and I do that as well. You know, but and then I was thinking about myself, and I was thinking about the fact of it is that I'm kind of comfortable from time to time, often sitting in my place here sometimes, even if it's kind of dark inside, you know, and it doesn't bother me whatsoever. I'm actually kind of comfortable in that. But when I...
like a vampire?
No.
You sit in the dark like a vampire?
Dogs start wondering what the heck is going on here. What's wrong with you?
I'm going to suck your blood.
That's it. I have to, and that makes me think of another story that I have to share with you. I know we've got some callers. But anyhow, for me to stay on point here, was that in that process of doing cleaning and cleansing and opening the windows, opening the doors, I like to use incense when I'm cleaning a space. But I will open the shades and let a lot of sunshine in, you know, and that's part of the cleansing also. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have some callers, so let's
Wonderful.
Take some calls. Would you guys like to do some readings as well?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to go to the call board. We will read out your area code. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from. All right. Clearly and loudly into the phone so we can hear you. All right, so our first caller is calling from area code 916. Hello, 916. Where are you calling from, and what's your name?
Hi, my name's Ray. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Ray, from California.
Hi, I don't know if I should ask like a specific question, like if you can just give me like a general reading, or would you like me to ask you a specific area?
We can do either or. Or do you have a
specific
question?
Yeah, let's do general. I kinda, just like if you can give me, you know, I just feel like I'm stuck, I guess. And I'm looking for some guidance.
Mm-hmm.
See what you see. I don't know if it's career if that comes up or love life, whatever comes up. Guys, whoops, sorry about that.
So where do you feel you're stuck in what area? Is it one area
in my job.
Or is it? In your job.
Well, I think my job is affecting my love life because I'm not making as much as I could and I'm not able to go out and meet new people because I feel like I'm constrained and, you know, my job is great, but I want to make more money. I've been here for 2 years and I think it's time for me to, you know, find something new. I just want to see what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see what we have here. In the gallery of psychics, what they come up with. Are those windshield wipers? Ray? Hello? Are you
Hello?
There?
Wait, can you guys...
Hi, Ray.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Now
that.
We can. Yeah. Were those windshield wipers going in the background?
They were. That's why I put myself on mute.
Okay.
Huh.
I was trying to figure out if you were near oil wells or they were windshield wipers. Okay. Let's see what we got for you. Anybody want to go?
Hmm.
Ray, this is Michael. I'll jump in here. And I'm getting that it's not so much that you're stuck. It's it feels like you need to wait just a little bit longer. I really don't feel it's going to be a lot longer here, and you will make a move to a new position, and I don't feel it's going to be within the same company. I think you're going to – it will be a move outside, and it will be with a new company. And once that energy starts moving, everything is going to start moving again. But they're saying not to see kind of, how am I going to put this? Like the success of your relationships being a result of your job, you know, that to get out there and, you know, look for somebody still. Don't wait. Because, you know, say if you do find that person before you get the new job, right, that person will be right for you at that time that you find the person, and it won't be contingent on a job or a salary. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. But so they're saying don't worry about this job, and it's kind of like your soul is ready for the next phase, and it feels like it's going to be a pretty good increase in money, but also in job duties and scope. So it feels like it's going to be a big jump for you, and it's going
to
really.
That's what it feels like for me because, you know, over the last year and a half, I had to, you know, care for myself, heal, and I feel stronger, even though as I get older, I feel younger. And I said, you know, I think I'm ready, but it doesn't feel like I'm going anywhere, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, but that's just because you're kind of in a holding pattern right now, right, until that new job comes. Yeah, it's just. You know, you're taxing before you land into this new position. So, you know, don't get too frustrated by it. Yeah, sometimes it feels frustrating. Thank you. So they were just saying right now to really use this time to think about that new job that you want to come, right? What does it look like? How much money is it? Where is it? What kind of a company is it going to be with? Where is the company physically? Are you going to work there in person, or is it going to be remote access as well, or a hybrid of the two? So really use this time to work on attracting that new job.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing every day. See, I like where I work because the culture is amazing. I have fantastic bosses, but amazing doesn't pay my bills. And so that's why I've been in a position where I can be kind of picky. I research job opportunities every day, but they're just not out there. And so, you know, and I'm trying to reach out to connections and people that I've networked with over the years. And I think that's what kind of prompted my desire to be curious, if that makes sense. So that's why I asked.
Yeah. Do you work with computers?
No, I work in legislation. But, I mean, I'm on a computer.
Okay. Because it feels mental, and I feel like I'm building something. To me, it almost feels like a programmer at a computer company.
No, I do. My background's in communications and politics, I guess, if you want to say that.
Okay. Well, it's coming. You might be a little frustrated. That's okay. The new job is coming, and it will be with a really great company as well.
Thank you.
And you will get a nice bump in your pay. Does anybody else have anything?
Yeah, Ray, hi, this is Adrienne. I just have a couple of things to share with you, some of the things that I was picking up. the guides really want you to be conscious and practice saying yes to opportunities, to people, new opportunities, new people that may be coming around. Say yes to some social opportunities. Pardon me, and trust your intuition more, because it does feel for me one of the things that I got was that from time to time, not always, but from time to time, there's a little self-doubting that goes on. And that kind of feels like something that maybe you've carried with you for a long time. Gosh, so sorry. So it feels like it's that something that maybe you've carried with you for quite some time, that's quite old. And they want you to, take a look at that that practice of self-doubt. And feel free, they say, feel free to discard it, because it's really is not serving you when it comes to, moving forward. So, trust in your intuition, trust in, your higher self, if you will, your higher belief system, and know, that, yes, you are headed in an upward fashion, an upward way, and there is a saying that I learned a long time ago, and it's about having contempt prior to investigation. And so that is really just about that self-doubt. It's like, no, I don't want to go. No, I can't do it. No, that doesn't look right. No, there's something wrong with it. Before we even investigate. So feel free to move forward, to march on, to carry on, and trust that the universe is looking after you. That's what I got.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the feedback. It relates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ray. Thanks for calling. And call
you very
us
much.
Back and
thank,
let us
thank
know.
You for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
let
stay
us know
in
how
touch
it goes.
With us.
Thank you so much, guys. I will call back so much. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, we wish Ray all the best.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. We have time for, I think, another caller. So let's go to area code 929. Hello, 929. It's the lightning round. Hello.
Hey, that's the way we are. We're rowdy, especially the music
show. Hello, 929.
It looks like we are about.
Okay. Well, I think 929 is watching television. Or something. So
or something.
you'll have to call back. Wah wah. Sorry, 929. I hope you're watching a good show. Anyway,
yeah.
Wow.
Boy, that
well,
went quick.
Can you believe it?
Time went fast.
Didn't it?
Yeah.
It went really quick.
Because
so,
we're having
think,
fun house.
I know. Yeah. So thank you so much for being here, my co-host. It's so much
oh,
fun
yeah.
being on the show with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you for a great topic, Michael.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people get a hold of you Adrian Stratton.
Yes, 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 yes. Probably the best way is to look at my website, because on it there's lots of information about upcoming events, information about my fees and services. And so that's ravenmessages.com. And my phone number is 714-376-7289. And you can call me or text me.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. Can we order a corned beef sandwich?
No.
No.
When we call or text?
No.
A pastrami?
Yeah, no. No. No, this kitchen over here is like limited to peanut butter and jelly.
Well, not even chicken McNuggets.
And how can people get a hold of you, Mr. Lowell Birch?
Well, they can come by with a sandwich, and they can call me when it's ready. 541-344-7534. They can email me, givingtree@earthlink.net. My Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs. And my website is givingtreefarm.com. So, many, many options.
Wow.
I'm guessing you have contact information to share too, Michael. I'm just feeling that.
It's simple and easy. Just go to michaeljespinoza.com. You can contact me through my website. You can also book a session there. Or you can call or text me at 562-457-0457. So thank you, everybody, for listening and spending your Friday evening with us here on Blog Talk Radio's Psychic Funhouse. Be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know why we don't have many followers, but I don't know. Anyway, so please follow us. Let us know you are listening. And you can also find us on major platforms for podcasts. Mr. Birch, do you know what's going to be the subject for next week? Has programming talked to you about that?
Yes. It's the beginning of April, so we're going to talk about the symbolism behind the April Fool.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, I love it. Well, thank you, everybody, for spending some time with us. And come back. We're here every Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time. Yes. All right, everybody. Au revoir.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, bad luck.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Clean your drawers out.
Yeah, do your taxes.